Live.
Blog Talk Radio.
I met a butterfly once. It was the prettiest butterfly I ever did see. But unlike most, it was not the wings that made it pretty, though the wings were quite lovely. Its heart was pure gold. The butterfly and I and the lovely butterfly. What made it so unique? For I am merely a caterpillar. Yet he flew down to say hi, the first hi of my day. My, how it made me smile. Though I, a caterpillar, was quite surprised by the lovely butterfly. It said to me, today I fly, but tomorrow you shall soar. I see it, so please hold your smile. Thanking him for the hi, I began to cry. Away he flew to conquer the world. I watched and I prayed for truth in what he said. Such a lovely butterfly with a heart of gold, for he never forgot what it was like to crawl as a caterpillar.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kay Sherrell, America's favorite Southern Belle, in case you hadn't heard. And I have missed you all so much, but last Thursday was National Kimmy Day. And those of you who follow me on Facebook and Twitter, you know exactly what I'm speaking of. Last Thursday was my birthday, so there was no show last week, but I'm so thankful that everyone still tuned in to the webpage to check out episodes that they had previously missed because, oh my goodness, the report was so beautiful for last week. That was the best birthday present I think I could have ever received from all of you. So hi. Very excited about the show. Oh my goodness, on the show tonight, none other than behavioral therapist LaKeisha Dawson Barnum. I cannot wait to talk to her. Everyone with a mother, sister, or a daughter, please call every other female you know and tell them to tune in because this is a conversation that does not need to be missed by a woman anywhere. Ethnicity has nothing to do with it. Everyone needs to hear this particular episode. So I personally cannot wait, but of course we have a little housekeeping to do. So as you know, Hurricane Sandy just ripped apart New York City, and I would have to say the biggest surprise to me of that, I realized that, hello, Mayor Bloomberg is still in New York. I'm like, hi there, sir. So I'm sure that there were no homeless people to be hurt by the hurricane because, as we all know, Bloomberg has been removed. Kidding. It's a joke, people. Don't email me with hate mail. It's a joke. But lots of trick-or-treating going on this week. I just took my son trick-or-treating tonight, and it was so much fun for me. He did not enjoy it as much as I did. But tonight was his fourth or fifth Halloween event. I took him to everything within a 50-mile radius of us just so he could have that experience. So it was a lot of fun, lots of candy, lots of stomach aches in the future. I saw a picture of Sandra Bullock and Louie online. Oh, my goodness, that kid is so stinking cute. I don't know what to say about him. He is so adorable. And he was Buzz Lightyear this year for Halloween. And Sandra Bullock, in true mummy form, dressed up as Jesse. And I thought it was so adorable. Last year, my son Seven was Buzz Lightyear. And I wanted to be Jesse, but I couldn't get it together in time. So I was Flavor Flav. So if you go to my Facebook page, you can definitely see those pictures, and I will have pictures posted up maybe tonight, tomorrow, of him this year. Seven was a quarterback, and I, of course, was Lady Gaga, which part of my costume fell off on the walk over to trick-or-treat. But I digress. So those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio. Your host, Kay Sherrell, and on the show tonight, therapist LaKeisha Barnum. She is definitely going to dish with me. This is a conversation for every mother, sister, and daughter of the world. Tune in tonight because she is going to give all of us some tips on how we can be more united. So very happy about that. So right now we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, none other than Ms. Dawson Barton will be on the air with us. Stay tuned to Real Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Wet Whispers is book two in the book poetry series by poetess Kimberly Sherrill. Wet Whispers is about being honest about your emotions and speaking up. Too often in life, we allow others to mute our unique voice and speak for us. A mute individual will never be a truly happy individual. Wet Whispers is a book of hope. Hope that regardless of the situation, if you start being emotionally honest with yourself and others, your situation can change. However, in order for this positive change you seek to take place, you must be heard. This is what Wet Whispers is all about, being heard. Start your journey today. Purchase a copy of Wet Whispers. Wet Whispers is available on Amazon.com and SherrellInc.com. That's SherrellInc.com. Book one of this series is also available.
All right, so you are now back with me, Kay Sherrill, and this is Real Talk Radio. Coming on the air live with me right now is none other than therapist Lakeisha Dawson Barnum. Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I am hyper as usual. I'm so hyper on Thursday nights. It's unbelievable. How are you?
I'm doing great this evening.
Well, I tell you, you and I, we converse at least once or twice a week, and the conversation always goes back to ladies and women learning how to act like ladies and, you know, being united as a sex rather than always being at each other's throat. That's generally what we always talk about, you know.
Right.
And that's why I was so excited to have you on the show so that we can have this conversation on air, because I think ladies everywhere definitely need to hear this, especially mothers of the world. If you have a daughter, you definitely need to tune in. So call someone right now that has a daughter and tell them to get on the air and listen. So, Ms. Barnum, tell us a little bit about yourself. I already know you, but I need you to introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lakeisha Dawson Barnum. I'm 30 years old. I have a master's in school counseling. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology. Both degrees I received from Albany State University, which is a historically black college in Albany, Georgia. I'm from a small town, Sylvester, Georgia. The population is not that many, but everyone there is basically close-knit. I grew up in the country, so I'm a country girl, but a lot of people don't think that when they meet me. They usually think I'm from the city, but I am from the country. And it was that upbringing, that good country upbringing, that has kind of molded me into the person that I am today.
I would definitely agree. So let's just jump right in here, because I want to use every second to have this conversation that women of the world need to hear. Now, from a professional standpoint, you tell me, what do you think some of the common signs of low self-esteem are?
Well, some of the common signs of low self-esteem are poor self-talk. And when I say poor self-talk, I'm referring to always saying negative things about yourself. That's the number one indication of poor self-esteem. Self-esteem in itself, low self-esteem in itself, can affect different areas of your life, including relationships, your job, your health, your family, your friends, because basically it affects every part of your life. And I find that in women, a lot of women, not only just, you know, of African-American women, but of different races, it's all the same concept with all of them. The population is bigger with women when it comes to having low self-esteem. And when a woman has low self-esteem, like I stated, it affects every aspect of her life, including their relationship with other women. And that's what stimulates the poor bond that women share with one another.
I would definitely agree with you on that. And that is one of the first things that always comes into my mind. When I see or hear of two women bickering, Mm-hmm. You know, that is, I'm just wondering, I'm like, oh my goodness, what issues do you have with yourself that you are now taking out on someone else? I think it's a misconception that someone that is always bullying and picking fights with other women, that they are, you know, narcissists or they have very high self-esteem. I personally disagree with that. What do you, what's your take on that from a professional standpoint?
From a professional standpoint, I'm with you on that. I disagree as well. From working with bullies, boys and girls, adults, male and female, bullying usually stimulates from low self-esteem. Usually a person who bullies is bullying others because it gives them a sense of self-satisfaction, and it actually builds their self-esteem. I haven't, you know, came into contact with one bully yet that just really had high self-esteem, because being in my field, you know, you kind of are made aware of certain things with your training. And I have ongoing training in all different areas, social and personal areas being one of the number one, you know, behavioral being my second. And I noticed that working with a lot of, you know, individuals with behavioral problems, a lot of them are bullies. But once I assess them and analyze them, a lot of them are just seeking out attention that they're not getting. A lot of them have esteem issues, with their esteem being low, and they bully other kids to kind of boost up their self-esteem and build up their self-concept about themselves.
Okay. I'm completely there with you. So I want to go ahead and let's talk about what we can do to help these young ladies. What is some advice that you would like to give to mothers who recognize within their daughters that their daughter probably has self-esteem issues?
Well, I think the number one thing that a mother can actually do when they have a daughter that has self-esteem issues is, one, show that daughter attention, you know, two, showing them love. And also, you know, taking them out, doing things with them, because a lot of times if a mother can kind of misconstrue what their daughter is going through, I know with me being raised in the South, you know, I grew up in a home where if you talked back, if you got out of line, you were considered just to be grown and out of character. But a lot of times that's not just the case with these young individuals. A lot of times they're just crying out for help, and they want someone to listen. And a lot of times they act instead of just talking about it. And that's when all the bullying starts to come, and going into school settings acting up, or, you know, going into public and community places acting up.
Definitely, definitely. Now, one of the things that I'm personally guilty of is, you know, as well, is the joking about issues and things that are necessarily I'm not happy with about myself or maybe of someone else. I remember, I don't know, it's been maybe 10 years ago, but Monique wrote the book about skinny women being evil. And it actually took my cousin, who's about my age, she's a little bit older than me, to actually talk about the fact that it's this assumption, and it's so wrong, that women that are skinny all want to be skinny, or that they even like the fact that they are. And I've seen this on Facebook all over the place. You know, people, rather than talk about how much they love their particular shape, their particular body, they want to make jokes about the next woman's shape and form. And I think that that is something that definitely has to stop amongst women. It has to stop from mothers to daughters, between sisters, and definitely between friends. It has to stop. We all just got to learn to love who we are personally and just accept whatever shape and size that God made us in that frame, to love that frame first before we even look to make changes.
And I can agree with you on that, Ms. Kimberly Sherrell. But most of the time, the joking comes from, it's actually a coping mechanism. A lot of times when you have a female that may joke on another female's size or shape, it's a coping mechanism because it boosts their esteem about their self. And so that's where a lot of the joking comes into place. The joking comes into place in order to hide their true feelings about their self. A lot of times women, they have a lot of introverted feelings that they suppress. Introverted means internally. They have a lot of internal feelings that they suppress with other things, whether it may be joking on someone else, whether it may be bullying someone else, whether it may be, you know, calling others out on other acts that they may be committing. So a lot of times all of those are esteem boosters for individuals with low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, this is something that has been on my mind because I want to know right now, what can I do myself to start uniting women? What should I do every single day? I know, you know, change is something. People think you need something big to really make an impact. But I think it's the little things that we can do that don't take a lot of effort, don't take a lot of our time to start uniting us, because I don't like the division there is amongst women.
And you are right, and I don't either, but it starts, and one of the things that you can start doing is with, you know, self-help groups, women talking in groups. I do group sessions with women. Well, I do group sessions with women. I've done them with teenagers, and I find that when you get all the different dynamics together, you know, you can see change progress, because a lot of times, an individual may be doing something and they don't see it's wrong until someone else calls them out on it, because confrontation can be a key, you know, to change as well. So I think you can start with a lot of self-help groups, in which I already do self-help groups myself, to promote self-worth and self-awareness and self-confidence within groups of teenage girls.
Yeah, okay, definitely. So, you know, maybe groups, and maybe this is something that, you know, we can do. You can get a couple of your friends, and maybe if y'all can't necessarily get together once a week or whatever and talk to a third party, but maybe get on neutral ground, you know, perhaps, and speak. You think that would be effective?
That would be effective. And you just got to know that, you know, we live in a world where everybody, you know, personalities are different. That's what makes the world different. You know, everybody is diverse. You know, there's a lot of diversion and a lot of different issues, you know, going on in today's society. And so, you know, a lot of times I found that confrontation, because confrontation and communication, because a lot of times, you know, the bond is not strong because of a lack of communication. And instead of talking to the individual, they go and tell this friend, they go and tell that friend. And then that's where a lot of the miscommunication starts. That's where a lot of the bickering starts, and that's where a lot of the hatred and things of that nature start as well.
So let's go back to 13-year-old you. Knowing what you know now, having the training that you have now, you go back. What is one conversation you would like to have with your 13-year-old self?
With my 13-year-old self, I would say to self, I should analyze and think before I speak. Because when I was 13, I was a firecracker. You said anything to me, I was going to lash right back out at you, not caring if I hurt your feelings or anything of that nature. So if I could go back to the age of 13, I would do a lot of more assessing myself before I speak. Because sometimes we can react before you think. But the key is to think before you react.
I can agree with that, definitely. So 13-year-old you, what is something you would like to say to your mother?
A 13-year-old me would like to say I'm sorry to my mom, because when I was 13, you know, a lot of times, you know, your mom, or it depends on who you were raised by, whether it be your mom, your grandmother, your aunt, and I was pretty much raised by a village. So it was grandma, granddad, mom, you know, aunt. And I would just like to go back and say that, you know, I'm sorry for just not listening to a lot of things, because as I look at my own daughter now and look at the things that I've been through in the past, I wished I would have listened to a lot of things that were actually told to me. But I guess not listening and learning on my own made me a more stronger person. Because a lot of times, you know how they say curiosity kills the cat. Well, it does. You know, it's like a child. You tell a child, you know, the stove is hot, but they may keep going and going, going and going, and back to the stove until that one time they get a little taste of the heat, and then you don't have to worry about them going back to that stove again. So I said that to compare, you know, how you have a lot of teenagers that, you know, their parents may try to tell them things, but they don't actually listen to it. They have to experience it for themselves. And I deal with a lot of teenagers like that now, you know, who parents tell them things, but nevertheless, they have to experience it themselves.
That is definitely true. That is so true. And I always like to ask the question about going back to who you were at a different point in time, because looking back, you know, analyzing situations from a different time period is very, I think it's very key in being able to move forward at times to sort of look back, because it gives you an experience that you can definitely reference when you're dealing with others, especially when you're currently now dealing with teenagers. You go back to yourself at 13 and you're like, wow, you know, I can see this perspective of where they are. But my last question to you is, what do you want your daughter to remember about her mother? What do you want her to remember as your legacy as far as being a woman and a role model for her?
I want my daughter to remember that, you know, her mom served as an advocate for other voices that were not heard. I want her to, you know that her mom had a caring and passionate heart for actually helping people, and that her mom, you know, made a difference in individuals' lives for the better.
I know without a doubt that she will definitely know that to be your legacy, because like I say, you and I have conversations very often, and every conversation that I have with you always made some type of impression on me and my life, regardless of what it is that we are talking about. Some days we are merely talking about fashion, but you
right.
always come a unique voice, and that's the one thing that I've always admired about you, and I hope that the women around you, the young women around you, definitely pick up on this, is that you have to have a unique voice. Ladies that are listening, no one can be you better than you. That's the truth. Have
yeah,
your own
right.
voice. Have your own unique voice. So as we are beginning to wrap up this interview, and I'm getting so sad about it, I'm looking at the time winding down. And I got to tell you, I'm getting to be just a little bit disappointed, people, but do not fret. Ms. Barnum will be back on Real Talk Radio again for us to have another conversation that women definitely need to hear, because I've realized that it's not just enough, you know, Keisha, for me and you to simply have these conversations. I think it's time that we start including the world, because there's definitely something to gain from speaking with you.
You're right, and I definitely agree. And I just want to mention that I'm actually working on an intervention program geared towards teenage girls. And the name of the program is Cutie, and it's Confidently Understanding Transformation Invokes Excellence. And the program will be focused on promoting self-worth, self-awareness, and self-confidence in at-risk teenagers and young adolescents. And the motto of the program is, no matter where you come from, you can still achieve whatever goals you want in life.
Wow. Definitely let me know when the plan is complete so that you can come back on Real Talk Radio and talk about it some more, because these are things that, these are tools, these are definitely tools that mothers need, that sisters need, you know. Sometimes it's not the mom that is helping to raise, you know, a woman, a young lady into a woman, but sometimes it's a sister. Sometimes it's the conversation you have with your older sister that makes the difference. And so definitely let me know when that is finished. And if you don't, I will be highly upset with you. I promise.
I know. I'll definitely let you know.
All right, so those of you who are listening, this is Real Talk Radio, your host, Kay Sherrell, and I've just had a fabulous interview with none other than therapist extraordinaire Lakeisha Dawson Barnum of Ms. Adel, Georgia, a Southern Belle. I love talking to Southern Belles, in case my listeners cannot tell. I admit it, I love talking to another Southern Belle, because there's something about that Southern elegance that cannot be replaced. Just bar none.
You're absolutely right.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure talking with you. Those of you who are listening, please do not leave me. The show is not over. Now, I save this for the end of the show, because I was so taken back when I read this article. A man in China divorced his wife over being ugly. And it started with a baby. They had a baby, and the baby was ugly, so the dad thought that he felt like the child could not be his. He had a paternity test. The child was his. He did more investigating, wanted to know how did he end up with this ugly baby, and found out that his wife, before he met her, several years before he met her, had extensive plastic surgery. I don't know what all procedures she's had, but apparently it, you know, it made her unrecognizable to people that had previously known her. And so he divorced and sued his wife, said that she married him under false pretense, that he had no idea that she was that unattractive prior to meeting her, and so he divorced her. You talk about a kid that will grow up with self-esteem issues, his daughter. His daughter will not understand why, you know, the dad found her so unattractive that he divorced and sued his wife for that. I'm telling you, I'm so appalled by that story. I still cannot believe that it is real, but of course it is. I'm just, wow, definitely would like to see what this child looks like in 20 years, because as a newborn, you were not look like. So very disappointed in the man in China. So thankful that we have laws in the U.S. that prevent said things from happening. Now, I want to repeat the deal of the week, because it is finally that time. There are several other deals, and if you always check the website and check me on Facebook, you will see that I post some things. But starting Sunday, JCPenney will be giving free haircuts to school-aged children. I believe and under, get free haircuts at JCPenney. Definitely go to their website and check it out, or go to Frugal Girl Freebies on Facebook, and you can find her as one of the pages that I've also liked. Definitely check out my website, Sherrell.com. Follow me on Twitter at Kay Sherrell, and like the Facebook pages, Kay Sherrell and Sherrell Inc. Now, I am so excited that next week we will have on the air none other than author Heather Johnson. Also coming up this month, basketball superstar Tia Lewis, author LaCara Foster, and several others. So tune in next week at our regular scheduled time of 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unfortunately, I have to leave now, and I just want to say that I love all of you. If you listen to the show, definitely hit me up on Facebook and let me know. One love. Bye.